I don't remember whether it was 1993 or 1994 or 1995. It was one of the 3 years in which Cosmos and Deddy won the Boston Marathon. And I was in the office of Jim Crawford, the senior minister at Old South Church. And we were enjoying the two best seats one could have to watch the finish of the race, looking down right over Boylston Street. It's always been one of my fondest memories of the marathon. And there I was with a dear friend and mentor. It was a beautiful day, and I'm a runner. And here I was able to see the best runners in the world compete. And I knew that as hard as I ever trained and worked out, that was as close as I was ever going to get to being first over the finish line at the Boston Marathon. But that was okay, because it was still a thing of beauty to see and experience. On that day, some 20 years ago, I never could have imagined, never did imagine, that what happened last week would unfold. And I know that is the case for everybody here too. We experienced last week's events in a personal way, sometimes visceral, because we'd lived in Boston or studied there. We had children there. We'd walked the streets. We knew the place. This time, it all seemed too close to home. Things like this don't happen here, some people said. They happen over there, in Iraq or Afghanistan, the West Bank. But of course, these things shouldn't happen anywhere, to anyone. But they do. And we find ourselves grappling with the senselessness of it all, with this disorienting intrusion of evil into our lives. And yes, we can breathe a sigh of relief because the alleged perpetrators have been apprehended and stopped. But we know there are still people who are dead, families grieving, folks who've been injured, communities displaced. This will ripple through lives for a long, long time. We can feel alone. Even amongst friends and family, we can still feel alone. We want comfort and we want assurance. And so it seemed providential that the lectionary this week offered up the 23rd Psalm as a selection from the Psalter. These are go-to words for us when we're sad or we're mourning or we're grieving. Many here can recite this psalm by heart. These words are so familiar, perhaps too familiar, which is why, oddly enough, I thought that the NRSV translation might have been a good thing for us with its dispensing of all of that wonderful King James language, which I love so much. Because as we read the new translation, we might find ourselves saying these words are wrong. the flow isn't here, the meter's off. And we start thinking about what it is we've actually been saying. And we can re-enter into the text. Now, our call to worship is taken from the NRSV. But I made one very small change to it, which is sanctioned, because it's in the footnotes. But if you open your pew Bible and turn it to the 23rd Psalm, to page 553, and you look at verse 4. You'll see these words. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. One of my professors at Divinity School served on the committee that translated the NRSV. And he and his colleagues took great pride in the work they did, in the scholarship that was involved, in the linguistic expertise they drew on. But Paul said when it came to the 23rd Psalm, they dropped the ball. The darkest valley is not the valley of the shadow of death, which appears in the footnotes here, and it appears in the footnotes in the Jewish Publication Society translation. And the reason that old language speaks to us isn't just because it is poetic, isn't just because it's lodged in our memories, but the valley of the shadow of death speaks to a fear and an angst that darkest valley misses. The valley of the shadow of death brings us up close to that which we fear most. Death confronts each of us, and we don't want to face it alone. And so I think of these words from the psalm and what they say to us. These are not tame words, but they are a bold assertion of confidence. Let us remember who wrote them. Tradition says it was King David, the great warrior, the founder of the house that would give a Messiah to Israel, the mighty king. The man who walked through the valley of the shadow of death time and time again in his life. Whether as a boy when he was a shepherd having to protect his flocks from predators, or as a young man becoming a fugitive as he sought to evade the murderous fury of Saul. As a ruler wielding great power, who was able to abuse that power and give in to temptation and send a friend off to die so he might take up with that friend's wife. Who had to experience the betrayal by his own son. Who was told by God that he would not build the temple. This is the man who wrote, "Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me." David proclaimed. David believed. David knew that God was with him. And by writing these words and sharing them, He's saying that God is with you and you and you and me. These are always welcome words. But these are words that are most needed at times when we are scared and fearful, uncertain. I found myself wondering where David was when he wrote this psalm. What was he doing? How did he get into a frame of mind that would allow him to give voice to this belief? And I started thinking about the settings or places where I find I can pray. There's more than one. And they're different for each of us. But for me, one of those places is in my running shoes. And I can be out on the rail trail, or I could be running around Hanover, or someplace far away. And I find that my mind begins to clear, and I can set aside the distractions, and then I'm able to start lifting up my prayers, sharing my anxieties, risking my hopes, acknowledging my fears. I can pray for those about whom I am worried, and I can pray about those with whom I am angry. It can all come out. I find that I am running with God. It's not that God is running with me, because God is always there, but it is in those moments that I find I can be present and open to God. I suspect you have those places too. I encourage you to embrace them and hold them and engage in them. And so, I'd like us to hopefully, with open hearts and attentive ears, listen to the words of the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.